They're giving me their flyers. I'm like, oh, thanks. Meantime, I got a walkie-talkie. Kyle calls me. I'm like, what's up? He goes, where are you? I says, I'm backstage with Dork. How the hell did you get backstage with Dork? I says, they invited me. So I go over to buy food. Another band comes up. They're giving me CDs. Hi, sir. How are you? Everybody thought I owned Montage Mountain. That must have been the owner's spot that I was sitting in.
Nice.
I had a free run of the place.
Well, it works out like that sometimes.
Yeah.
Holy Bob.
But I didn't find that out till the day after that they thought I owned Montage Mountain.
That's it. Good thing you didn't find out in the middle. They would have taken everything back.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, right? They had taken the food right out of your mouth.
So what do we want actually with the warehouse standards? I mean, this is, we're going to have this hearing, and I understand that, but this is really getting to be thick.
Yeah.
Does it need, I guess it needs to be?
It needs to
be. I think it needs to have some meat to it.
Okay.
Yeah.
So then we'll make sure.
But I think we can cut back with John's comments, like Tony said and John said, and make that an addendum to the ordinance.
The problem with that is what happens when those national standards change?
They change automatically, and we don't have to do anything. That was the beauty of it.
Okay.
We don't have to change our ordinance because it's going to be CD, the ITE addendum, and that has to be followed. So if it changes, we just change the page. We add to it or take away from it, but we don't have to change our ordinance because it's an addendum. That was the one thing I want, because it was so big. I'm like, what if that, you know, goes bad? Do we have to change our ordinance? And he says, no, you just change the addendum.
All right. So then everybody will read what they need to for the 30th.
Yeah. Okay. And see what you think about it. I mean, a lot of it is good. A lot of it's real good, but I had comments on a couple things that I didn't think we particularly cared for, but.
Yeah.
So we're playing.
Nothing on it.
Only thing I have is I spoke with Mr. Dooley a week or so ago, and he was fully under the impression that DEP was going to take their length of time and ask for their extension, which would put any kind of determination into September or October.
And you know they're going to do it. I know they're getting pressured from the state about being a little more responsive to Milford, because Milford's gotten calls. Milford's been making calls to senators, representatives, to tell them to push for them for this sewer. That's a sticky situation to put them in.
Do we think it's going to go through in its current status anyway?
Mm-hmm. I was already told it wasn't.
So they're pushing to get their no, so they can.
They don't believe that, though. They believe they're going to get
it. I know
that's
what I understand. Also,
the last meeting we were at, he made completely clear the statement about the 4-inch line, and they didn't do anything about it. When you got 2-inch pumps pumping,
and then they just spent another $100,000 to do this.
You got 2-inch pumps pumping.
No, I.
You can only put 5 2-inch pumps on a 2-inch line. That's the most you can do before they start getting too much back pressure. So now you're on a 4-inch line with, what, 80-something pumps? The math doesn't work. And he's trying to tell them that at the last meeting.
Well, but they're going to be required to sewer the entire borough.
Well, that's
doesn't that take grinder pumps out of the picture altogether?
Well, no, because the DEP, when I told them about the grinder, they haven't even seen the mechanicals yet. When I told them,
how can they not?
Because they're only on the Act 537 plan stage. If that doesn't get implemented, there's no reason to look at the mechanicals yet. They got to get the Act 537 plan passed, then the mechanicals. It's a whole nother story.
This is going to be 10 years.
At least.
Before they even get this through.
So when I told them the mechanicals were, every property owner has a grinder pump in a 50-gallon tank, pumping 7 miles to Westfall on a 4-inch line. First thing he said to me is, who owns the pump? I says, they want the property owner to own the pump. He goes, that'll never happen. The water authority, or sewer authority rather, is going to have to keep half the amount of pumps that's out there in stock so that when they go, they can run out and change them. I says, yeah, because you know what's going to happen. You own the pump, it goes, you call your plumber, he goes to Home Depot, buys a pump, puts it in, and now the whole system could be screwed up. You could have everything coming back to your house, and the DP's like, no, we'll never allow that. Now, look at the cost. Those pumps cost like $3,500 to $4,000 a piece.
Yeah, that's on and that's on the homeowner.
Yeah, not anymore. When they present that plan, DEP's going to tell them, no, the Water Authority's got to keep half the amount of pumps in stock.
But the problem is DEP has already told them that they don't have enough users to pay the loan.
Right.
I did not realize that.
They turned me down on the septic system for the old Delaview house. They turned me down on the septic system for Penny Lures. There was one other one.
What was the reasoning behind that?
I was told straight to my face, this is the perfect example of why all of Milford needs to be sewered.
Oh.
So they're actually turning down septic systems because they
How do they turn down the Delaview with an existing building there? Is there any use that they...
It was the borough's fault. The borough, that stupid...
Easy.
Decision that they made... that it was a new use. And I argued with the DPS. I said, we spent 6 months proving to you that it was not a new use. I gave you pictures of the Delaview house with the bar in the basement. I gave you pictures with the kitchen in the first floor. And they had 16 rooms upstairs. The only thing changed, instead of 16 bedrooms, now it's 5-bedroom apartment, which is less use than 16 rooms. And they agreed.
Which house is this?
The one right across from Pocono Interiors. The brick building.
Oh, okay.
I said, I showed you pictures of the Delaview house.
That was a boarding house, right?
Back from the early 1900s. Yeah. The use has not changed. Well, we met with Milford and decided it was a use change.
Well, and what about the little house there?
That we already put a new septic in. That's on its own septic.
Okay.
So he sent letters out. Now, here's the DEP's take on it. He can't have a septic system till they have an Act 537 plan, which they don't have, so he can't have a septic system. Once they have an Act 537 plan, he can go on a holding tank until they get city sewer. I said, that could be 10 years. So they sent a letter. They called me.
How big of a holding tank are they going to put in?
They sent out letters. He calls me. He goes, what do I do? I said, you're still connected to your cesspool. Yeah, keep using it. That's all I can tell you. You never disconnected from it. It's not failing. Keep using it. Because we took the little house off it. So he's got, between that and getting rid of the 16 rooms and only having 5 bedrooms, cut down the usage on the cesspool anyway.
So what's he going to do with it?
He wants to move forward with keeping the bar in the basement. He already dug the floor out to make the ceiling higher. And put all the support. He's putting like, I don't know, $600,000 to $800,000 into that building, renovating it.
And they're holding him back.
Yeah, he has a 30-seat restaurant.
Sounds
on
like
the Koch
property. I think I'll have close to that in there.
Oh, he does. He hasn't even really started on the second building yet. Just the septic system alone, okay?
Huge. Down the hill?
I forgot. 56 by 109 is the field.
It's going to take 40 years to get your return on investment on that.
How many apartments are going in there?
12.
12.
He's got 7 up and running now.
Rented?
Yep.
Occupied?
He said he was got tenants for him.
And is that the Anderson house or the Hermitage house?
The Anderson, the one up top.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, yeah, the one down by the stream is still a shambles.
Oh, I don't know what the hell Wes was thinking when he put the septic tank and the pump tank 10 feet off the stream.
For what? For the lower house?
For the lower house. A brand new plastic tanks. I went down there and said, you can't use them. So we had to change it.
All right, well, so do we want to adjourn?
Oh, did you get the letter from Belwar? Is that in?
Yes.
Is that in our correspondence?
Well, no, that's a, it should be given to each one of the members, but that's...
I sent it by email.
It's attorney-client privileged.
Right.
Did you get a copy of that?
Did you get a copy of that?
Did you read it?
I did not get a chance to read it. I didn't even think about it.
It took me in a circle. So we have to get him...
What I got out of it, basically the condominium act lets you sell the building or give rights to the building, but the properties are never subdivided. But the buildings could be considered a subdivision. But it has to follow all zoning ordinance. I think we're looking at a two-stage problem here. We're looking at the condominium use and cluster development, because that whole condominium thing does not talk about cluster development. It talks about meeting all the zoning.
Well, if it meets all the zoning, then we're right back to each individual building has to meet setbacks.
Well,
we're right back to that.
But then do we want to allow the cluster development and entail further setbacks on the outside? See, like, on their plan, the parking lot is like, I don't know, it looks like it's 2 feet off the property line.
And we just tell them that if one business fails, they can't sell it. It's got to be sold as a lot.
Well, it could never be broken down because it would all be non-conforming. So it could never be broken down.
Right, but that's what I'm saying.
But if they met all the ordinance, which they already refused, then each lot could be sold off eventually. And as far as green space, the condominium ordinance states that the green space isn't taken on each building, it's taken on the overall property.
Well, that I made an assumption of.
Or the open space, rather, sorry. Did I say
well,
green?
My advice
you said
is...
Green. I know what you meant.
Read the letter, and I think that warrants an executive session at our workshop.
Yeah.
That's my call.
And out of the 70-page contract, I got, I don't know, 30-something pages before my eyes went dead. But the
that email to us, too?
Yeah. They do have in there...
I'll never get through that.
In case of a foreclosure, all building appearances have to maintain.
I had said that when... That was one of the things that I said, is that if the tenant fails,
yeah.
Like what?
So
what happens?
I said the same thing. That was, you know, is it going to deteriorate? And he really didn't have a good answer on it, but it's right in that contract that the board that runs the whole place has to take it over and keep it.
But from what I'm reading with the case laws, we can't get involved in that because that we're restricting ownership. And you can't restrict ownership by the conform of the case law. You got to read the letter before we have this discussion.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
I knew they weren't on the agenda tonight, so I didn't make it a priority to read that.
Well, I just wanted to get us to this part.
Yeah, no, it's I'm more confused after I read it than I was. And I sat down and read it twice.
Yeah, this morning, after I talked to you, I went back and read it again.
Takes you in a big circle.
Yes, it does, because...
It says you can't, and then you can.
Right.
So.
Wonderful.
But each case law is different for what they're saying yes to and no to. But the overall appearance of what I got out of that is that strictly Condominium Use Act. It has nothing to do with cluster development. And I understand cluster development, except if you're going to do cluster development, what are we getting out of it? Are we getting the further setbacks on the outside, buffer zones? You know, if you're going to use the whole property and call it a cluster development, it's not a cluster development anymore. Now it's just using up all the land.
Yeah, so I still have the same two questions. What are we going to get out of this? What is the township's, what's the benefit to the township? There needs to be something. In other words, where do we go and when do we end it? You know, there has to be some sort of thresholds.
Well, the applicant, I mean, the applicant.
Why did they pick, why did they pick 7 acres? Because there's a 7 acre piece on the other side of the road? Or did they pick it because it makes sense? Why is 7 acres the magic number? This is what I haven't been, been explained to me.
7 acres doesn't fit.
But that's where they, that's where they want the threshold to be from.
Yeah, they would. They wouldn't want it to be 10 if they have an interest in the property across the street and have intentions to do.
Well,
it's the same
clearly
thing.
They clearly said 7 acres.
Well, no, I know, but I'm saying from their standpoint, they wouldn't want to cut their own toes off. You know, they would. They would, certainly wouldn't want it to be 10, and then they're interested. Right.
So then, back to my question: what are we going to gain from it? Are we, by allowing them more on less land, what are we getting for a benefit to the township? That's what I'm asking. So,
well, the applicant's going to say development and tax revenue
and jobs
and jobs.
Well, the
that's going to be what the applicant says.
Yeah.
But the amount of tax revenue that the township gets out of it, is that going to be a moneymaker for us, or is that going to actually cost us money for them to develop?
Well, is there going to be more maintenance? Is the township going to be burdened with more maintenance?
Shouldn't like, be.
Well, who maintains the lights? Well, I know it's a state road, but isn't there something
they get turned over to the township?
That's, yeah, but that has to, the maintenance of that has to be
included in it.
That's got to go into a developer's agreement.
That's what I'm saying. What are the potentials? Well, that's if we're not careful, what are the like if we don't ask that question, and in then we don't make sure that it's in there. You know, they accept the maintenance as part of the application.
Well, let's talk about the traffic light if we get into that kind of a thing then. So,
we know they're getting a light.
Right, but we know that they're going to design it to the standards that the road are out here now. But if you put a Wawa or you put that type of a use or a motel use or whatever it is there, you see the pedestrian traffic that we already have just by the Dollar General store.
Yep. Oh, it's going to quadruple.
Okay, so we need to, as part of our conditions, require the
health, safety, and welfare of the people.
Right, but the crossing, the light, the intersection needs to be handicap compatible, just traffic compatible.
Mm-hmm. No, absolutely. There has to be on-grade curbing and all that stuff.
Pedestrian.
Right, yeah. But they have a different standards when you're putting handicapped people in these intersections.
Oh, absolutely.
And we need to go to those kind of standards.
Absolutely.
If that's where we're going to have, because you're going to have development on the other side.
Well,
they're letting the house fall down on purpose. You can see.
I'm just wondering if what they're going to do is all commercial on this side and all residential on the other side.
Didn't they take the? That would be the smartest thing. But
well, we're just speculating.
Yeah.
So.
All right. I mean, here's another thing. If we know what's going to happen. The pedestrian traffic on 209 is going to come down from the cookie factory. So, because that's going to be more, you know, they're going to
not more appealing than Dollar General.
It's going to be more appealing than the Dollar General. Okay, so what happens with the travel way in that aspect for that distance? You know what I'm saying? Is that a safe environment? You know, we're kind of like back to the bike path thing again.
Yeah, because I can't figure that out.
Sorry to say
this is already declared a bike path. Where?
Well, there's bike signs all over the place. There's no delineation like you have in the city or down in, you know, like down in Philadelphia and stuff. They have a bike lane.
Yeah.
They don't have it. But you can't break down on 209 and park in the bike.
I mean, 209 is dangerous. I pull up to make the left to go to Primetime Meats, and then I got a car pulls right up in front of me, and they're pointing at the Dollar General.
Nose to nose, I know.
You shouldn't have pulled in the center lane yet.
Yeah, I'm at the intersection I need to be at. You pulled in early. They pull in. It has happened to me two or three times. That's where I get my medication, is at the medicine shop. He's exactly right. They pull into the middle lane all the way up by Econopac, and they ride for 3/8 of a mile in the center lane.
Pass somebody.
I have no idea what it's about. I don't know. Like I don't understand.
But they won't stop and let you turn. They'll pull right up to the front of you. Like you're in their way.
Okay, that's because you are in their mind.
Yeah.
There's definitely going to be some traffic issues created by any kind of development in this little corridor here.
Got to have something to cross, because that's where I'm afraid for people. You know,
that's what I mean.
They walk out the cross, and the car behind them pulls in the center lane.
I am particularly talking about the travelway for pedestrians.
Yeah.
At that intersection, if it's developed, right there, especially if there's not a light.
Did Meyer to Flores sell?
Not to my knowledge.
Yeah, it just closed, as far as I know.
Not to my knowledge, but I
would assume he's gonna.
I would assume he's gonna too. I've heard a.
Well, Barbara owns it still.
Right, the mother.
Yeah, Barbara still owns it.
Yeah, the mother still owns it, but I assume.
I would hope somebody would take it over. In the two years that they've been closed.
It's the only property that has direct river access on this entire corridor.
Oh, I did not realize that. You're right.
That is a sweet piece of property.
Yeah.
And it's good river access. It's not
an embankment.
There's a little bit of a bank, but there's
drop down.
It's not like back here, where it just goes like this. You're right.
I never thought about that.
Yep, that field goes down and then it goes into the.
Yeah, it's got a grade, and then it only drops off like 10 feet. Oh, I've been back there in so many years.
But that's.
I've been back there since Arell lived there, and we're talking. Probably 20 years.
So, somebody that figures out what's there.
Mm. Mm.
Now talk about residential.
Mm. Oh, dear God.
Look at what they did with Raspberry Ridge on the top of the ridge there.
Mm-hmm.
This, they could do the same thing right on the water.
Yeah, 16, yeah, that was Raspberry Ridge 16?
What?
16 units?
10.
Is it 10?
I'm working on a septic for it now.
Yeah.
Does Kalish still have anything to do with that?
Who?
Kalish? Didn't he have something to do with that years ago?
Years ago. Not now.
Not anymore. Kalish, Emmanuel.
I haven't seen
it. There were four partners that built that. I don't remember. I worked for they did everything on everything just as tight as they could do it.
Yep.
Everything.
Thank God they didn't build the third building.
Uh-huh.
Because they'd be in deep crap right now with the septic system.
Oh, so they're another one that probably...
They're going to have to put infiltrators in the parking lot, aren't they?
No. We can redo the field. It's an in-ground.
Uh-huh.
But the problem is the tanks are down below. And
in
the pump
front.
In the back.
In the front, I mean.
The front, but off to the side.
Yeah.
And they sit. I figured it all out, what they need for there. Because it's five different people working on it. And you need a pump to pump 150 gallons a minute at 40 feet ahead.
Whoa! Jeez. Was that like a 5 horsepower?
One company, and I won't say who, went out and replaced the pumps. They put in 1 horsepower pumps at 27 feet ahead. So the system isn't working. It just keeps gurgling in the pump tank.
Yeah, it's got to be like a five horsepower.
No, it's 2 horsepower. You can get 2 horsepower at 150 gallons a minute with 60 feet ahead. They do make them. Nobody knows where to get them, but I did. You got a 205-foot run from the pump tank to the field, and with the frictional loss and everything, you got 37 feet ahead. And nobody realized, too, that that was built back in the days when they were supposed to be considering 260 gallons a day per unit. They went 210. I don't know how it got passed, but the field size was figured for the other building too, which they never put up. And if they had put that building up, it would never be able to be replaced. You'd need to make it larger. That's 4,800 square foot field. And it would need to be 6,200 by today's standards. But because they didn't put the other building up, it's big enough. The only difference is you got a little more head because we've got to put 1/4-inch holes in the pipe instead of 3/16. And out of all 5 people, only 1 person came to me for the plans. And I have to bow out of it because the 1 person they hired was my son. Because the other guy bid it. Listen, the guy that he's friends with bid it for $20,000. Kyle says, "You know anything about Raspberry Ridge?" I said, "All I want to know." He says, "Yeah, my buddy just bid it for $20,000. I says, "Are you kidding me? He's got $25,000 in materials. He's going to lose money on it." So they went back and forth. Finally, the guy's like, "I don't know what I'm doing." Kyle ended up talking to him. They gave giving Kyle a job. I'm like, "Oh, now I'm out. I got to get my alternate."
Oh, boy.
At least Kyle knows what he's talking about. At least he looked at the freaking plans. Other people were throwing bids over $100,000 at him without looking at the plans. In reality, it's a $65,000 job. Just, that's the difference.
Well. All right, well. Are we done?
Yeah, make a motion that we adjourn. Did we do that already?
No.
No.
I told you I'm burnt out today. I make a motion that we adjourn.
I will second it.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed?